It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. And as you're hearing on WNYC, it's a busy, somewhat chaotic day on Capitol Hill. People are being told, or were being told, to avoid parts of the Capitol complex after police responded to reports of suspicious packages and the FBI confirmed that a letter containing the poison ricin was intercepted. The letter was meant to go to President Obama. There's a bipartisan effort to expand background checks that appears to be facing defeat as the Senate votes on a number of gun control measures. And a much-anticipated bipartisan immigration reform bill has been introduced by New York Senator Charles Schumer, one of eight senators who has been working on the legislation. He joins us now on the phone from the Capitol. Hello, Senator Schumer.
Hi.
Welcome back
nice
to WNYC.
To
first of all, where were you when the Hart and Russell Senate office buildings were temporarily locked down?
I was in my office and couldn't leave for an hour and a half.
What was that like for you?
You know, every so often these letters come. You don't really get too worried. And they're pretty good at finding them and tracking them. One of the interesting things is that they actually irradiate all the mail that comes to us because of anthrax 5 or 6 or now it's probably 10 years ago.
What's the mood like in your office among your staff members? You've got plenty of...
It's fine.
Yeah?
It's fine.
Business
yeah.
as usual?
Yeah.
Get back.
I think the media makes more of a fuss about it than we do.
All right. On to the immigration reform bill you introduced overnight. Can you tell us how much compromise was involved in drafting this bipartisan...
You know, when you have people running the gamut, from Marco Rubio to myself, Dick Durbin, you're going to get compromise. But we all realized, and it was a nice thing to see everyone in that room, that if we didn't meet somewhere in the middle, we'd get no bill. And the U.S. needs a bill from so many perspectives, you know, from the perspective of 11 million languishing in the shadows, from the perspective of a broken down system of legal immigration, which turns away people who are the job creators. Our bill gives a green card to a foreigner who gets an MA or PhD in science, technology, engineering, and math, and these are going to be some of the job creators of the future, to the system where our farmers can't get labor anymore. So it's a big mess, and we need to straighten it out.
Some critics of the bill say the path to citizenship would take too long. Why the 13-year time frame?
Well, it's about what you'd wait now. And second, I think we briefed the Hispanic groups, the leadership, they were in tears. They were so happy. I could put in my own bill, which would make it shorter, and it would get 25 votes, and nothing would happen. So to get Republicans to be for a path to citizenship was not only a formidable task, but it also proved the need to compromise. And remember, while people will take 10 years to get their green card, they come out of the shadows within 6 months. They can work, they can travel, they can be full-fledged citizens. The one thing they won't get is benefits.
Tell me about the border security provisions included in this as part of this compromise that triggers the path to citizenship.
Well, it's based on the view, and this is not so prevalent in New York, where we're a city of immigrants and we love immigrants, I do, but based on the general view in America that Americans will be fair and generous and supportive of proposals on legal immigration and on the 11 million if they're convinced there won't be future waves of illegal immigration. So while we've tightened up the border some, there's a long way to go. And there's money there to do it. Many people wouldn't have put the money in, but as one of the Hispanic leaders who we met with today said, I don't like it, but it's a small price to pay to rationalize our whole system and bring people out of the shadows.
Your Senate colleagues are saying this afternoon there are not enough votes to pass the background checks measure in the gun control package. The assault weapons provision already collapsed.
Well, it's being voted on now, and it's tough. The NRA, when you're in New York City, it's hard to realize how powerful the NRA is. I went up to a American Legion Hall in Buffalo, a blue-collar hall. There were 700 people there. I'm sure most of them agreed with me on gun control. I'm the author of the Brady Law and the assault weapons ban in the House that passed in 94. But the people who made the most noise were the pro-gun people, and they were yelling and screaming, and everyone was paying attention. I think they intimidate a lot of people.
What's the possibility the Democratic Senate leadership will have to kill its own bill?
Well, I hope not. You know, there are some negative things that the Republicans are offering, the worst being what's called reciprocal concealed carry. If you got a concealed carry permit in Wyoming, you could carry concealed in New York City, in Times Square, Yankee Stadium, or anywhere else. That's a very bad thing, and we're going to try to beat that. That's what I'm working on right now to round up the votes to do that. If something like that passed, we'd have to kill the bill.
Senator Schumer, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.